Fishing from a cruise ship, another dry dock, and more Bahamas expansion. Just crossed the finish line in Las Vegas. Cruise news today starts now.
From Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, February 26th. Fishing from a cruise ship again. P&O Cruises Australia is investigating a video that has surfaced where two passengers were filmed fishing from their balcony on the Pacific Explorer cruise ship. The video shows the men fishing while the ship was heading towards Kangaroo Island. It should be noted that fishing from cruise ship balconies is strictly forbidden due to safety and environmental concerns. This footage was first aired on 10 News First's Twitter account. Some cruise lines do allow fishing equipment on board, but only for use during off-ship excursions in specific ports. This incident is similar to the one that happened last April on a Carnival ship where passengers were caught fishing from their balcony and are now banned for life. So don't do that. And the Carnival Sunrise has reached a dry dock facility in Cadiz, Spain, and is currently undergoing a two-week maintenance service. They're going to be getting technical services and minor upgrades to public areas. The additions will also include a new Heroes tribute bar and various improvements to cabins, lounges, and restaurants. After the dry dock, the Carnival Sunrise will return to service from Port Miami, Florida on March 5th with a four-night cruise to Cozumel. Carnival Sunrise was transformed from Carnival Triumph back in 2019. And finally, the Bahamas shattered another record after calculating passenger totals for 2023. Cruise arrivals soared to 7.93 million passengers last year. This is a 44% increase from 2022. It should be noted that this is not just the port of Nassau, but collectively all the islands together. Last year, Nassau did, however, open a new $200 million cruise pier. Carnival Cruise Lines also announced a $600 million development, Celebration Key at Grand Bahamas. Disney is opening up Lighthouse Point this year in Eleuthera, and Royal Caribbean has also expanded Perfect Day at Coco Cay. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation up slightly, 15.23. Royal Caribbean down 0.5%, 121.91. And Norwegian 16.17, down 1%. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here in Las Vegas, after completing the Rock and Roll Road Series race, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.